The Greater Hartford art scene is thriving in many ways, but challenges persist. That's the conclusion of a new report. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports.
The Greater Hartford Arts Landscape Study was commissioned by the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving and the Connecticut Office of the Arts. Judith Rozzi Battle is the Senior Vice President for the Foundation. She says for years, her organization only had a piecemeal impression of what was really going on in the arts.
We were looking for sort of a baseline to really understand the landscape and what was out there, what the real concerns were. And I think the study helped to bring some of that to light for us.
The study is comprehensive, looking at artists, organizations, funding, and whether the arts are serving the diverse communities of Greater Hartford, what's called in the report cultural equity.
There's a lot of good work being done.
That's Liz Shapiro, the Director of Arts, Preservation, and Museums for the State Department of Economic and Community Development.
We have a healthy community of artists. We have what I would call a robust community of arts organizations.
The study concludes that the Greater Hartford arts ecosystem is more vibrant and dense than that of other major cities like Chicago and Philadelphia. The region also brings in audiences at a higher rate than the national average. But the study pinpoints some concerning weak spots in this ecosystem. Again, Judith Rozzi Battle.
There's a number of arts organizations here. People of color are not proportionally represented, and it's particularly true for Latinx artists. One of the areas where there is some disconnect is around the dance. Dance is very, very popular within the cultural communities, but yet that's an area where there is definitely not as much growth and not as much opportunity.
Well, I think dance is probably small. I hate to hear that it's shrinking.
That's Hartford-based choreographer Judy Dworin. For 30 years, the Judy Dworin Performance Project has highlighted social issues through dance performances. She says unlike a theater or a museum, there is no central performance space in Hartford dedicated exclusively to dance, which she says hurts the art form.
I think from the perspective of where we are and where we work, it's alive and well and thriving, but I think overall there may be a perception that the dance is not a visible art form in the same way that I think the other art forms are.
Not surprisingly, the report found arts funding to be an issue. One-third of Greater Hartford's arts organizations show signs of financial frailty. This is especially true for the smaller community and neighborhood arts organizations. One factor is the lack of big-money arts supporters in the region. The study also found that the growth rate of arts funding in the region lagged way behind the national average, according to the report. That leaves arts organizations fighting for an ever-shrinking slice of the funding pie. Again, Judy Dworin.
It's tough. There are a limited number of grants. And so if everybody's vying for those grants, there's only some people that are going to get them. And the people that don't are going to have to figure out some other way.
And DECD's Liz Shapiro says figuring out that other way can be detrimental to a struggling arts organization.
Spending so much time every day working to just survive that they don't even have time to get together and come to the table to try to spend some time planning and thinking about what is needed to create a healthier environment.
In fact, the study says competing for funds has caused rifts and competition between arts organizations. Judith Rozzi Battle says a better way would be for them to collaborate and find ways to consolidate their efforts, especially smaller organizations.
Space is one, but administrative back office functions, that would also help them, I think, to save some money and to be able to provide themselves with some extra dollars for space.
The report was released late last month. Liz Shapiro says one of the first takeaways for her was that arts administrators need more training.
They need training in best practices. They need training in fundraising and fund development.
Shapiro says she's excited. The Office of the Arts and the Hartford Foundation will meet for the first time next week to talk about the report and ways to fix what's ailing the arts ecosystem of Greater Hartford. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.